When you look at a world map, it feels pretty permanent. Like the borders are printed in thick black ink, the land masses are perfectly shaded, all of that. But, well, geologists will tell you that underneath, tectonic plates are constantly grinding and slipping and just completely rewriting the actual shape of the
You
Earth.
just can't see it happening.
Exactly. We cannot see it. But reading through today's dispatches from the Awesome Agents Tech blog, and these are all published on May 26, 2026, it really feels like watching a tectonic shift in real time.
Oh, absolutely.
So, welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission today is to dig into these sources and extract the most critical insights from the cutting edge of artificial
Yeah, we
intelligence.
have a lot to cover.
We really do. So, just so you know exactly what to expect today, we are looking at three independent posts. First, a geopolitical shockwave as China locks down AI talent at major private firms. Second, a massive hardware breakthrough from NVIDIA that shrinks supercomputer-level video generation down to a single consumer GPU.
Which is what?
Totally wild.
Hey.
And third, a highly practical, everyday guide on how you can use AI to read and summarize massive PDF documents.
Yeah, these three posts, they might seem unrelated at first glance, right? Because we are moving from the macro level global AI race down to the micro level of hardware architecture, and then finally into, well, practical tips for your own daily life. But looking at them independently reveals this very clear through line. We are essentially watching AI shatter established constraints at every conceivable level.
So let's start with that macro constraint, human capital. The first dispatch details how China's government has significantly expanded travel restrictions. And previously, this kind of state-mandated lockdown only applied to state institutions.
Right, or defense contractors.
But now it includes senior researchers and executives at private frontier AI firms. We're talking about the absolute biggest players here.
Alibaba, DeepSeek, ByteDance.
Moonshot AI, StepFun, all of them. These executives now need official government approval just to leave the country.
Yeah, and in some cases, it goes even further. Some have actually had to surrender their passports to their corporate employers. And, the rollout of this policy is just a fascinating study in statecraft. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It was executed in four escalating waves. So it started really quietly in December 2025. And this was right after the global success of DeepSeek's R1 model.
Which was huge.
Massive. So Beijing placed travel limits just on select DeepSeek executives. At the time, people largely viewed it as an isolated thing, like, oh, they just got too geopolitically sensitive.
Just a targeted response to one company getting too big.
But then March 2026 happens.
The Meta deal.
So the government steps in and completely blocks Meta's $2 billion acquisition of Manus.
Yeah, so Manus, just for context, is a Chinese AI startup, but they were operating out of Singapore. And so Beijing killed the deal and simultaneously grounded the co-founders. Like, no overseas travel at all.
And the justification they used there was stopping what they called Singapore washing.
Which is such an interesting concept. I mean, it operates on the exact same logic as a corporate tax haven,
Pretty
right?
much,
Like, instead of a company funneling profits to the Cayman Islands to hide them from the IRS, these frontier AI startups are using Singapore as an offshore haven for their intellectual property, just trying to dodge Beijing's regulatory scrutiny and bypass international export controls.
And so Beijing's intervention in March was this very loud signal. The illusion of private sector autonomy was just over. They showed they were completely willing to ground the founders of these highly capitalized, technically private companies. And so following that, the sweep rapidly expanded in April and May of 2026. It hit ByteDance, Moonshot AI, and then finally Alibaba.
And Alibaba has thousands of researchers.
Thousands, effectively trapping the country's top AI talent.
So the strategic calculus here, the why behind all this, it seems basically twofold. On one hand, they want to stop tech leaks. But on the other hand, they want to maintain their pace against the US, right? And the stats from the Stanford 2026 AI Index are just wild regarding that pace.
They really are.
The performance gap between US and Chinese models has collapsed to just 2.7%.
Which is staggering. I mean, it was 17% back in 2023.
17% down to 2.7%.
And what makes that 2.7% margin even crazier is the money side of it.
Right.
The US was spending 23 times more on private AI investment, and China still managed to basically erase the deficit.
So a 2.7% gap basically means the moat is gone. They are neck and neck.
Yeah, completely neck and neck.
But, the way Beijing is trying to maintain this parity, it seems pretty flawed. I mean, they are targeting frontier AI, but advanced AI doesn't actually have a fixed legal definition in China.
No, it doesn't.
So doesn't this deliberate blurring of lines, between a corporate HR policy and a state mandate, doesn't that just give the government a blank check to ground anyone they want?
Oh, absolutely. The ambiguity is essentially the point. It gives them total flexibility.
Wow.
But there are massive hidden costs to this. I mean, first of all, enforcing this at Alibaba's scale is a bureaucratic
I
nightmare.
can't even imagine tracking thousands of people.
Right. And secondly, the Stanford Index noted that AI talent migration to the US has dropped 89% since 2017.
Okay, wow. So nobody's leaving.
Well, Beijing might see that as a win, right? But heavy-handed travel bans actually accelerate what we call quiet departures.
Like people sneaking out before the door closes.
Exactly. Or going to an approved conference and just refusing to come back. And the biggest cost is the hit to international collaboration.
Right.
The open source community, conferences like NeurIPS, that is how China closed the gap in the first place. You ruin that collaboration, you hurt your own development speed.
Right, which directly impacts the global pipeline. So, moving on. If China is terrified of losing ground in the AI race, the second dispatch shows exactly how fast the ground is actually shifting beneath them.
Yes, moving from geopolitics to the actual hardware.
Exactly. And this is a massive breakthrough. NVIDIA's NVLabs Labs just open-sourced a model called SANAWM.
Which stands for World Model.
Right. And it generates 60-second, 720p video clips on a single GPU.
That is the key right there, a single GPU.
Like an enterprise H100 chip, or, get this, even a consumer RTX 5090 graphics card using NVFP4 quantization.
Yeah.
And it takes just 34 seconds to generate a full minute of video.
Which is just crushing the competition. To put that in perspective, competitors like Lingbot World, they require 8 massive GPUs.
Eight of them.
8. And even with all that hardware, they produce about 0.6 videos per
Oh,
hour.
wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile, SANAWM outputs 22 to 24 videos an hour.
That is insane.
It is a 40x throughput advantage on a fraction of the hardware.
Okay, but we need to clarify what SANAWM actually is,
Right.
right? Because it's not a text-to-video generator like Sora or Google's Veo.
Right.
You can't just type in a dog walking on the moon and get a movie. The documentation says it uses 6 Dovio camera control, 6 degrees of freedom.
Exactly.
So help me out here. Is it less like a movie director yelling action on a script and more like, I don't know, a video game engine dynamically rendering the physics of a room right as a player walks into it?
That is the perfect analogy, actually. Yes, it is built entirely for embodied AI.
Okay.
So we're talking about creating synthetic training data for robot policies or autonomous driving systems.
Ah, so it needs to be perfectly physically accurate from every angle.
Exactly. And the way they did this is incredible. Generating 60 continuous seconds of video usually crashes a single GPU because of memory limits.
Right.
But they used a hybrid linear diffusion transformer.
Okay, what does that mean in plain English?
Well, standard models use something called softmax attention. It requires the system to remember every single detail at all times.
Like trying to memorize the exact shape of every single leaf in a forest as you walk through it.
Yes. And your brain, or the GPU, just runs out of space and crashes. So NVIDIA used 15 gated DeltaNet blocks, which use linear attention. Linear attention is like just remembering the main path through the forest, much less memory required.
Okay, I see.
And then they combine that with 5 standard softmax attention blocks to fill in the crucial details. This hybrid approach entirely solved the memory problem.
That is so elegant. But there has to be a catch, right?
There is always a catch, too, actually. First, it lacks explicit 3D scene memory.
What does that mean?
It means if the virtual camera turns around and looks behind itself, the scene might have degraded or changed slightly.
It forgets what was behind it.
Exactly. And second, the 17 billion parameter refiner, which you need for the really high quality output, uses the LTX2 community license.
Oh, and that restricts commercial use.
Heavily. So enterprise users can't really sell products built on it yet.
Got it. Okay, well, let's pivot to you, the listener. We have talked about nation states battling over AI dominance and massive robotic simulators. Let's bring this down to your desktop right now and look at our final post.
Yes, a highly practical guide.
Yeah. Exactly. A guide on expanding your own productivity and conquering the document mountain.
Everyone has this problem.
Everyone. You get a dense 40-page vendor contract or a huge medical report, and you just don't have the hours to read it.
Yeah.
And this guide breaks down how ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and Notebook LM can instantly solve it.
Yep.
But they all have different strengths, yeah, right?
Very different strengths. You have to pick the right one.
Okay.
So ChatGPT is your go-to for general documents, just the everyday stuff. It can handle up to 512 megabytes.
Okay, pretty big.
Yeah. But Claude is the master of nuance and contracts. If you have complex legal text, use Claude.
Right.
But it is limited to about 30 megabytes, which is roughly 100 pages.
Okay, and what about Gemini?
Gemini is the heavy lifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can read up to 1,000 pages at once. And crucially, it actually reads embedded charts and tables in PDFs.
Oh, wow. Most models just break when they see a graph.
Exactly. Gemini can actually read the data in the graph. And finally, there is Notebook LM.
That's Google's tool, right?
Yes. It is specifically for synthesizing multiple research papers. It handles up to 750,000 words per source.
That is incredible. But the guide had this one amazing tip about prompting that I want to highlight.
Oh, the persona tip.
Yes. Don't just type summarize this. That gives you a generic answer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell the AI who you are. Like,
okay.
Summarize this for a non-expert in finance. It completely changes how the AI answers.
It forces it to use accessible language.
Exactly. But there's a huge irony here. We are using AI to save time, right?
Mm.
But if we don't verify the AI's outputs, we could lose way more time fixing its mistakes.
Hallucinations are a massive risk here.
Yeah.
The guide heavily emphasizes this. First, to prevent hallucinations, always ask the AI to quote the exact language from legal clauses.
I love it. Quote the exact language. It forces the AI to show its work.
Exactly. Second, we have to talk about privacy.
Oh, a huge issue.
If you wouldn't email a document to a stranger, do not upload it to a free AI tier.
Seriously, just don't do it.
Never upload NBAs, high PA sensitive medical files, or confidential financials.
Right, because it trains on that data.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless you are using secure enterprise tools like Adobe Acrobat's internal AI, your data is out there.
Good to know.
And finally, watch out for scanned PDFs.
Oh yeah, the AI just sees a picture, right?
Right. They require free OCR tools, optical character recognition, before an AI can even read the words.
All right, so taking a step back and providing some overall concluding remarks here, looking at these three distinct articles.
Yeah.
The overarching takeaway is just so clear. We are watching AI demolish boundaries at every level simultaneously.
We really are.
It is closing the macro geopolitical gap between superpowers. It is shrinking the micro hardware footprint required to simulate reality. And on a personal level, it is instantly vaporizing the hours we spend reading mundane documents.
It is changing everything.
Right.
And honestly, it leaves us with a really provocative, forward-looking question building on all these sources.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Stanford Index proved the U.S. and China AI gap is practically gone, right?
Right.
2.7%.
And NVIDIA just proved you no longer need a massive, expensive, multi-GPU supercomputer to run world models.
Just one consumer GPU.
Exactly. So if compute power and algorithms are becoming incredibly efficient and accessible literally everywhere,
yeah.
Does hoarding brilliant human minds like China is aggressively attempting with these travel bans, does human talent become the only true competitive advantage left in the next 5 years?
Wow. If the hardware and software are everywhere, the only difference is the people.
Exactly.
That is a massive paradigm shift to think about. Well, we definitely encourage you to try uploading a long PDF today using those practical tips we discussed. See the shift for yourself. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.